Yeah, I guess my memories of all that is less vague because I was being busy with the children and not really involved so much.
He was passionate about the circus and what he did, and passionate about giving kids a good thing. And without him, I don't, you know, he certainly did the admin that none of us really wanted to do. We just wanted to get on and have a laugh and do the performing.
And he did take you here, there and everywhere from, you
national
know,
tours,
top
I mean,
to
yeah.
Scotland
yeah,
to...
Yeah,
I mean, it's surprising I can't remember all the different places, really.
I can remember throwing the blacks away in
Scotland,
Aberdeen.
Scotland was definitely good to us.
Throwing the what away?
I threw the blacks away in Aberdeen.
Theatre blacks?
Yeah. John Paul show. They've been put in black bin bags and
by mistake.
Oh, you did it by mistake.
And I put all the black bin bags in the skip that went in there, and it's like, where's the black bag of the black? So did Haggis ever teach you any tricks, or do you think you were kind of about the same kind of learning level when you were together?
I'm sure we did at conventions.
They had a very slick show, didn't they? Haggis and Chips. I remember thinking,
we'd mainly see them performing. We'd see them performing and really enjoy their shows and everything.
They were less sort of comedy, sort of silly comedy, weren't they? They were more about impressing.
Yeah.
With their tricks. Yeah. Performances.
Well, the whole thing, wasn't it? You know, the characters and the comedy and...
They did have a little bit of slapstick, I remember, going on between them, but it was it was a skills show rather than...
Yeah, and so many of them were in those days as well, weren't they?
Yeah.
So the skills hung around, you know, a lot of comedy.
Yeah.
Which is basically, you know, everything the circus did as well.
Mm.
Yeah, it wasn't a totally slick show, you know, had a lot of fun in it.
That was just my recollection.
Yes. And they did the knocking the thing out, was it a cigarette?
Oh,
or
the cigarette, yes.
That old trick.
Which everybody's used, you know.
Yeah.
I don't suppose even they invented that, but maybe they did.
Even I used to be able to do that at one point.
What was it? Was it a cigarette out the mouth, and then they kind of...
And then
it got closer and closer and you knocked it out.
Yes, but the idea was to try and knock it out and not...
And then maybe someone would step in and...
Was that with the balls or was it with the clubs?
No, it's always clubs.
So they must have been quite skilled in order to get
but
within a fag's distance
even
of the nose.
Even I was able to do that at some point.
Here's a bad one, so. There. Here's something that happened.
I would never count myself as a skilled juggler.
So. Ali and I were driving along because we did the dangerous duo involved a knife-throwing board.
Right.
And it was tied to the roof rack of my Volkswagen Beetle, my green one, I think. And near Bristol, it came off the roof on the motorway.
Oh my God, I remember
a big piece of plywood coming off the roof on the motorway.
At
luckily,
speed.
No one. Yeah.
Wow.
Because it wasn't tied on properly. That was pretty serious.
Did you rescue it or did you leave it?
No, we rescued it.
Right.
I don't know what happened to it in the end, but it did hang around a long time. It wasn't in that lockup on Elm Street.
So who was Ali?
Might still be there.
Ali was doing knife throwing at that point, was she?
Not real knife throwing. No, that was the axe. The dangerous duo was fake knife throwing with juggling knives. So they would never have stuck in that board.
Oh, okay.
So it was me throwing the knives. No, Ali did suggest it. after going to Malabarista's Pula Paz to Cuba. And...
So it was false knives, what, the plastic knives?
No, they're metal ones.
They were like juggling clubs, but they were the same length, but they were kind of like...
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Like scimitars.
Yes,
they
remember.
But and you could juggle them as if they were clubs.
Yeah.
But
they weren't sharp.
No,
I could do the routine tomorrow.
Right.
Ali and I will know that routine off by tomorrow.
Okay.
No rehearsal.
She wasn't throwing the knives at the board at that point.
I was throwing them. Ali was stood against the board. There was a silhouette of Ali, which is a silhouette of Ali from 20-odd years ago. well, it stayed around for a while, the board. It was great with the top hat on it as well. I think it had the silhouette of the top hat as well. And she'd catch the first knife, and I go and I'd get angry. Tell her they're supposed to stick in the board. And she said, "Oh, okay, okay." I said, "Well, don't catch the next one." And then I'd throw the knife, and then she'd say, "What are you doing? I told you not." She'd go, "But it just appeared in my hand." And I go, "Well, I bet you can't juggle three."
Right.
Nothing too clever, but it became a classic, really. And, of course, she'd start juggling, and I go, "Ha-ha, but you can't juggle four," thinking I've got one over on her. And then she'd throw one back at me.
Right.
And I'd get even more angry, you know. It was classic classic double axe stuff, you know. So, yeah, I really enjoyed that routine. And then there'd be the juggling proficiency test.
Oh, yeah.
Was that
a duo one as well?
That was part of the same act, yeah. Yeah, and that was...
Tell me about that.
That was me being a bit of a... sort of getting one over on Ali, really. A little bit of a... ego sort of thing, and I'd kid her that she had to have a juggling proficiency test before she could do anything. And she said, "Oh, well, how do you get one of those?" I go, "Well, you have to pass a few tests." She go, "Well, can I do it now?" So I'd think of stupid tests for her to do. One of them involving catching an egg in an egg cup on her head.
Right.
And of course, she would sometimes turn the tables on me and say, "Well, you show me how it's done first."
Right.
And play the audience and get them to go, "Yeah, go on." Because, you know, I played the villain, really. That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
So, and they all had, you know, and Ali would get all the R's and, you know, play the crowd. So.
Yeah.
So then I'd be forced to do it and knowing full well I'm going to get the egg splattered on my head.
And this is a real runny egg that got splattered.
Oh, yeah, well, I was trying to do it to Ali, but she could always turn the tables back. So it's quite a nice scenario.
Yeah.
But once I did catch the raw egg in the egg cup.
Oh, wow, well, that must have been quite... What, with Andy
surprised
breaking?
Well, I expected it to break, and I thought, hang on, I've done it.
So the egg cup was strapped on your head?
A bit of elastic. A stainless steel egg cup. Might even still have that somewhere. Stainless steel egg cup with a bit of knicker elastic. And you put it on your head, and, yeah, like I say, the eggs landed in there perfectly once. But only once. And we did a lot of shows.
I'd like
we
to
did,
see
We did a lot that. Of shows. It was great fun. It was great fun. Yeah. It would wind the kids up a treat.
Yeah.
And hopefully the parents as well. But
yeah,
it was very much aimed clowning at the kids. And, of course, Paddy the Clown was starting out in the early days as well. And,
yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of it going on.